Japan, one of the largest export markets for U.S. pork and beef, is just starting to emerge from COVID restrictions. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom recently returned from his first trip to the country in more than 2 years, and he says the residents are still pretty cautious.
On my way in, it was the most emptied I'd seen it ever. I think it'll take a little bit of time for the consumer in Japan to get used to the post-COVID environment, because the government definitely does not want to shut down again. They want to keep things open. But the consumers, it's going to take a little bit of time for them to adjust and get used to that, I think. I was a bit surprised that food service hadn't recovered any more than it had. People are fully masked inside and outside. The family-style dining sector, especially the yakiniku sector, is seeing some rebound. But that isn't true for the whole food service sector. While food service is up, it's from a very low base a year ago. So I think there's a lot of upside later in the year for food service. Meanwhile, retail and online e-commerce activity continues to boom.
U.S. beef is very strong in Japanese food service, but Hallstrom says he talked with buyers who expressed growing interest in pork for retail.
From the standpoint that certain cuts are maybe a little cheaper than beef, and also the fact that poultry prices are so high in Japan, the chicken prices. So I think pork is well positioned in that regard. So there was a bit of optimism at retail in particular around pork. So that was encouraging.
The U.S. red meat industry has a long commitment to Japan that will be celebrated next month.
We are celebrating our 45th anniversary of our Japan office, established in 1977. And we will be holding a trade seminar on September 16th in Tokyo. And we're expecting to have upwards of 200 people. And this will be the first large business venture of this sort in a post-COVID environment. So it's not only a chance to celebrate the 45th anniversary, but more importantly, to tell our story, remind people of the strength of U.S. beef, pork, and lamb, for that matter.
For more, visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.